encountered, and things like inability to read more than one thing at a time, I think. And I'll hand you over straight away to Kunyesi Suzaki, who's going to tell you how they solve those problems. Same file
idea is resembled to Betty of Brandeis. The MD5 value is used for addressing. The block files are deconstructed to sealed file by fuse wrapper. So this here shows an image of how to make sealed file. So here is a normal block device. In this block device, there is a file system. So each 256 kilobytes is spread and compressed by GZIP and sent to block file with MD5 file name. These block files are reconstructed by fuse wrapper. So the block file is exposed by some web server. So the index file is used for make a virtual sealed file. So the virtual sealed file is looped back by a sealed driver. If there is access for this file system, the relevant block is downloaded and mapped to virtual sealed file. So HTTP fuse sealed is based on HTTP server. So HTTP server, we can use a small Linux box to distribute these files. For example, I bring this example. This server is not for HTTP fuse. So this server is a Koshiba product, USL5P. The CPU is SH4, 266 megahertz, 64 megabyte memory. Compact flash, 100 megabyte RAM, and the size is very small, 150 grams. So we use this Linux box to boot Chronopix. So this here shows the usage at the University of Tokyo Agriculture and Technology computer room. So about 40 clients boot from this Linux box using HTTP fuse seal. So HTTP fuse seal is convenient, but there is some weak point. Especially HTTP fuse seal is vulnerable for network latency because HTTP fuse sealer has to download small block file on demand sequentially. This takes network latency severely. So we have to solve the problem using new solution. One solution is DNS balance, and another solution is software array. DNS balance finds a good server for a client, and software array wide bandwidth with multiple access. So DNS balance is a kind of net server. It's a kind of load server developed by Dr. Yokota. It is written by Ruby. So we use this DNS balance on internet and on LAN. So on internet, it works to find nearest server or client. On LAN, DNS balance is used for load balancing because HTTP fuse uses stateless HTTP, so it enables to replace server dynamically. So this is how to use on internet. light blue indicates the DS balance. So one client asked DS balance, where is the nearest server? So DS balance asked the array reading, reading access database, and reading array reading returns to appropriate client for the British client. And British client can find nearest download server. So this mechanism prevents the intercontinental network connection. So currently, we prepare some download server using web hosting, because web hosting is very cheap now. So in US, the web hosting 5 gigabyte per month is from only $10. So we prepare many download server in US and few server in Europe and many download server in Japan. We will prepare that soon in Australia. So yes, balance is work for well now. For client, so DS balance is work for load balancing. This figure shows how to work load balancing. In this case, there is three clients download from one proxy server. At this system, we can add some proxy dynamically. In this case, we got two new proxy server. And when client timeout, keep alert is timeout, each client asks DNS, each client asks the proxy.local.net to DNS and return the new proxy server. So each client can switch to new proxy server. So we can also remove proxy servers easily. So yes, balances work for load balance easily. And from here, I want to talk about software rate. So HTTP sync also has another weak point. It accepts only one read request, and it does not have a recovery procedure because it is a software device and does not assume any troubles. So to solve this problem, we use software RAID, AMD, not full disks driver. AMD driver aggregates some block device to a virtual disk as a RAID. So we apply AMD to HTTP sync and enable to accept multiple requests. This figure shows the image how to use HTTP queues for in master disk. In this figure, there's four HTTP server, and we aggregate to virtual disk. We use RAID 1 or RAID 0 or RAID 1, regarding our threatening or regarding. So this figure shows the performance for the user software RAID. So in this case, we assume there is four server. Time is only 3 seconds, very quick. And the restoration time is determined by TPM and timeout and keep-alive time, restarted time by happy. Compression is done at fuse. developer. After that, we customize SMP fuel seal to reduce memory copy. vector name x, y, and y, and against balance find approximate server. The combination of software rate and against balance makes for tolerance. We also customize STD PC for LP Linux. We use memory only and replace decompression with light one. The combination of software rate, against balance, and STD PC is not a little construction done. That's all.
What's the cost of one of those devices?
This device is the Japanese yen, but $150.
Okay. What's the name of that?
Where I work, we currently boot a group of client machines off a server. The applications run on the client, but all the data running on NOPEX is stored on the server. So there's a lot of network and I/O happening on the server. Is this likely to reduce and help with performance? How does performance compare with NFS?
It depends on situation. So usually compared to NFS, but sometimes better than NFS because it's a read only and there's a compression for each data. So the best case is 3 times faster than NFS. It's the best case.
Cool, thank you.
So, I'd like to show demo. There's 4 USB 5 pins. package for CPE. Yes, that's it.